Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a ton to do today. A ton to get to. Nice Phillies win last night. Lizardo's been awesome. Devin will join us at 11, talk some Phils. Elliot Shore Parks on the Tush Push and a little Sirianni debate. And then Ike Reese slated to be with us on debate days, a little defense, luxury, necessity conversation with Hugh Douglas. And we are officially on Tush Push Vote Watch. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, man. Let the ones that build the game play the game. Talking about that, you know, that whole flag football thing.
In the Olympics.
Yeah. Let them handle that.
Okay, we'll get to that as well. That's an interesting take from Hugh Douglas. But, Hugh, I got to start with this, because we are officially on Tush Push Watch. This vote's about to come down. They're meeting right now. We are, who knows, minutes, maybe hours away. Sometime
I don't think it's going to be that long.
Well, maybe not. But at some time in our show today, we're going
to
have...
It's going to take long for me to get fired. I was in there for like 2 minutes.
We're going to have a clarification on whether or not the Tush Push
within
is
minutes.
Gone.
Diana Rossini
said. Okay, within minutes. Well,
that's what I tried to tell you. See, I know these things, man.
I'm mad already before we even get the dumb announcement. You know why, Hugh? You know what's so clear, and it's been clear for over a month? The NFL is out to get the Philadelphia Eagles. This is ridiculous. The fact that I'm seeing reports this morning, Roger Goodell, who, by the way, is getting a contract extension.
Quietly
getting more money this week from the NFL.
More money.
Jordan Schultz put this out this morning. As the vote on the Tush Push nears, it's become clear that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is a strong proponent of banning it. This is a screw job by the NFL to get the Philadelphia Eagles. They pushed the vote back, which was so not fair. It was un-American what happened a month ago. It was ridiculous. They didn't have the votes. They pushed it back a month to do what they're doing right now. And now they're basically forcing these teams to do it on Goodell's behest. This is a total screw job. The NFL is out to get the Eagles, and every single one of our listeners should be offended. I mean, this is ridiculous what we're doing right now, taking a play away when there's no reason. I mean, there is no reason whatsoever, including the fact they're lying about the injury data. I mean, these are lies. Apparently, Jason Kelce is there now trying to lobby on behalf of the Eagles with Jeff Lurie.
They didn't pull Jason out to bed. Where are they? By the way,
Minneapolis,
Minnesota.
So they flew him out to Minnesota.
Yeah, to help push back on the lies, because they're saying that there's injury risk when Jason Kelce was part of this all the time, and there is no injury risk. I'm so frustrated at the NFL because this is a screw job.
I'm frustrated at how they're going about it.
Yep.
Because nobody has said anything significant enough for me to even question whether or not it's safe. Everybody's echoing the same thing. And the thing that really burns my biscuits is when you hear people that don't have nothing, you know, competent to say about it, fall back on, well, it's an injury risk, or they'll go to, it's a rugby play. It's not football. And ain't none of those cats that are talking about rugby play have ever played rugby. That's the thing to me that makes no sense and makes me believe the same way that you do, that they're just out to get the Eagles. I remember back in the day in the NFL, I was always told it was a copycat league. And the game is constantly evolving and changing. The fact that we have the RPO that's a part of the NFL game now was never part of the game when I played. It was a college play. It was considered Joe College or whatever. Now it has been integrated into the NFL so much that a lot of teams run it. Kind of like the West Coast offense used to be. The unfortunate thing about this is nobody else can do it to the success that the Eagles have done it. So therefore, since we can't do it, you can't do it either.
Yeah, I agree, Hugh. And what is striking to me is the tipping point is that they did it in the Super Bowl and they won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right? Like, the Eagles have been doing this for 3 years. Why did it become – 4 years, really. Why did it become such a big thing now? Well, because the Eagles are becoming and just became the champion of the sport. The Eagles are the top of the mountain right now, and they don't like this play. They don't like the play. You said it right. There's no real reason to ban it. It's a play anyone else could do. It's a play that is a one-yard play. It's not like they run it 50 times a game. They run it, I don't know, three, four, five times a game at most some weeks. And it's a play that there is zero injury data on for years of the play. 215-592-9494. I have felt this way for a while, that this is a total out-to-get-the-Eagles job by the NFL. But it was even further this week. And I didn't think about this a month ago. Credit to Mike Florio for bringing this up. Listen to this, kind of how they went about it, using the Packers as a guise to be the team that promotes and pushes this agenda. Here's Florio on why the NFL might have used the Packers to do this.
Another theory, and this is backed up by evidence, because Rod Wood, the president of the Lions, I think probably shouldn't have said it, but when he came out and admitted that the league approached them about this playoff proposal that is back on the table, I feel like the league has now realized, even though the traditional sausage-making process entails the competition committee presenting these proposals, they see value in having it originate seemingly organically with a team. And I would bet a fairly sizable amount of money that the Packers were approached by the league to be the poster child of this movement. And whether it was, hey, guys, we gave you the draft, or hey, guys, you know, whatever, whatever, quid pro quo, wink, wink, nod, nod, you be the face of this so it doesn't look like the big, bad ivory tower on 345 Park Avenue is coming down on the Eagles and the league is rigging the game by taking away the tush push. Let's have one of their peers be the ones to bring this up. And the Packers made the most sense to be that team. I feel like the Packers are taking one for the league on this.
They're taking one for the team here on this one?
Yeah, I feel like they are, because we know the Lions are with this playoff thing.
This is so slimy by Roger Goodell. Hey, the Packers don't have a real principal owner. You be the team to propose it. That way no one can be mad at me.
Nobody wants the heat. Nobody wants that heat.
Goodell doesn't want this play anymore. They don't like it for a TV product. They don't like it for pace of play. They don't want the Eagles to run it anymore. And the fact that the idea is out there, they're using the Packers to be the one because Goodell is a coward, this is ridiculous. 215-592-9494. I believe the NFL has it out for the Eagles. We're going to see where this vote goes down within minutes. Jason Kelce is reportedly there with Jeffrey Lurie fighting on behalf of the Tush Push right now. Look, maybe we win this vote by one vote. Maybe it stays for one more year. My gut tells me it's not going to. But it doesn't even matter at this point. The NFL is out to get the Philadelphia Eagles. And Hugh, you know what I need? I need opening night of the season. I need Roger Goodell, when his face is on the screen, I need him booed as loud as he's ever been booed anywhere near here. This is crazy that we are at this point. For what reason? 215-592-9494. Your reaction to everything going on right now with the Tush Push. The vote is being, from what we understand, conducted right now.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, it probably is a wrap. And if it was a wrap because of real injury risk, if it was a wrap because there was data that says players were getting hurt, that's different. Like, I don't need the NFL to be the way it was 40 years ago. I understand there's changes, Hugh. There's been a lot of changes with injury stuff and changing it. I'm okay with changing the game for safety reasons. This isn't one of those. And it's not a play that's used enough that it should garner this much attention. The NFL's out to get the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down as we await the vote totals from out in Minneapolis?
Yeah, so it's a bunch of crap, honestly. The fact that this play is, I think, very likely to get banned. I'm not happy about it. I don't like the way that they're going about it, using the Packers as like a patsy. I agree with you that it's a little slimy by Roger Goodell.
So slimy.
I do think it's going to affect the Eagles in a pretty big way. I think it's an important play for the Eagles. I even said yesterday, I feel like it's a major part of the Eagles' identity. I still do believe that. I'm not going to do the woe is me Eagles thing, though, that everyone hates the Eagles, and this is specifically that the NFL is out to get the Eagles. I think you could insert any team here, if it were Buffalo or whoever, that implemented the tush push and won the Super Bowl doing it, and it was their play, like, remove the Eagles from it. If it was any other team, and this was the way it was going down, I think they'd be doing the same thing. I don't think this is Eagles specific at all. I think we get a little bit too wrapped up in the fact that the NFL has some sort of vendetta against Philadelphia and the Eagles. Why would they? Like, we are one of the biggest and most, like, craziest markets in the NFL. Like, it benefits the NFL that the Eagles are good. I think it's just a simple fact that it's a way for the rest of the league to just knock the Eagles down a peg. And I get that it's the Eagles there now, but I think it would be, if this were the Chiefs that were doing it, I think everyone would be jumping on it just as much.
No way.
Yes, they would. If there was a way that everyone else in the league could take away something that the Chiefs do great, like if it were, let's ban Mahomes from throwing the ball 30 times in a game, I think they would. I think a lot of teams would like the idea of being able to do that. I just think it's an easy way for them to gang up and even the playing field for the NFL. It just so happens that the Eagles are the team as like the placeholder team.
The NFL is pulling the wool over your eyes and everyone else. We're getting screwed here. And yes, I understand that the Eagles are the one that they created this play, but they're getting punished for a play that other teams run. The Eagles aren't the only team that runs this play. The Bills run it. And their coward coach wants it out of the league too. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is the NFL out to get the Eagles? It feels that way. The fact that they have to bring in Jason Kelce today to try to save this thing is nuts.
I tried to tell y'all yesterday, when you got to call in favors, I tried to tell y'all, I gave y'all a prime example of that. When you got to call in favors, or you get that phone call, say, hey, you better go get your people. It's not a good look.
But the example you gave, it worked for you.
No, it didn't. I got fired.
Well, you said, but didn't you say people came to your defense?
They came to my defense, okay. but I still got fired.
So Jason Kelce's there. We're still going to.
But the lesson is that it can help you.
No. It, you know what it did? I just wasn't drunk. I was just aggressive. I just tried to beat up my coworker. I wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
But the outcome was the same. I still got fired.
HR still involved. Either way. All right.
Yeah, there's no difference.
215-592-9494. Look, Kyle said if it was any other team, it'd be the same. I'm not sure about that. Here's what I know. The NFL it's pretty clear now, and maybe it should have been years ago, but it's pretty clear now the Eagles are not going anywhere, right? The Eagles are a great organization. They have the best general manager, I think, in pro sports, and Howie Roseman.
No question.
They have a young roster with a lot of talent. Even if they're not quite as dominant as they were last year, they're going to be really good again and again and again. And probably for the next 5 years, they're going to compete for Super Bowls. Goodell doesn't want this play on TV. He doesn't want this play on every Sunday in the biggest games, and he's doing everything in his power. I mean, it's beyond just like, hey, let's talk about this. Because that's what it was a month ago. Let's have a discussion. I mean, this has gone beyond that. This is now a clear directive from the commissioner of the NFL. He doesn't want this play. And now everyone else has got to bow down to Goodell. The fact that Florio said the Packers may have done this because they got the draft is the slimiest thing in the world. Like, what are we doing? We're giving back channel favors to get a rule out of the NFL? This is nuts. Jeff in Wilmington's up. What's up, Jeff?
This whole thing is crazy when you think about it. Yeah, getting the Packers involved because they don't have anybody. Like, they have – what do they have, a spokesperson?
Well, they have the public, like everybody. Like they
no,
have.
No, I know, but
right.
They have to have a point man.
They do. It's Mark Murphy's.
Oh, yeah, he's, okay,
he's
yeah,
the point
yeah.
man. But, right, like, they don't have, like, they don't have a Jeff Lurie. Yeah.
Nobody's going to catch the heat.
Yeah,
nobody,
right.
No one individual is going to catch the heat, yeah.
So I'm somewhere in between Joe, you, and what Kyle's saying. Like, while I'm not going to do the woe is me thing, the Eagles are the team that does it the best. Now, the question is, What if it was Kansas City doing this? Or what if it was for, you know, the Cowboys? Let's say the Cowboys were actually good. Do you think they would be trying to ban it? Because those two teams are on TV probably as much or more than any team.
There's no shot they'd ban it if it was the Cowboys.
Yes, they would.
No way.
Yes, they would.
No way.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes,
no, they wouldn't, Kyle.
Why?
I don't think so.
Why?
Because they're the Cowboys.
So,
because,
no.
Because those.
Stop.
Yeah, I mean. No,
I just think this is pathetic thinking. Like, can we get past this? No, it is. Like, we're no longer like this is no longer the Cowboys or Big Brother to everybody. We're Big Brother to the Cowboys now.
No, I know that, and maybe that's why the league is doing.
Well,
I think
you hit it, and I think Jeff's on it too right now. The Eagles are the best team in the NFL, so they're being targeted because of that.
They would do it if it was the Cowboys too.
But we're the ones that are getting
screwed. I know
screwed.
That's my point. Yeah, is that it just happens to be us?
Right. So. I can feel offended by that.
You can, but I think this idea that this is specifically about the Eagles is ridiculous.
I think the reason why we feel this way, Kyle and Jeff, is because of the history of this fan base and certain things. We are still catching heat from booing Santa Claus. Like, seriously. Like,
I know, when I go other places,
people still talk about how bad this fan base is and how they boo Santa Claus. Nobody talks about the fact that Santa Claus was drunk and being belligerent. That's not the story.
And he was
the
ugly Santa Claus.
Yeah. So for people to feel that way, I think it's warranted because the NFL is about evolution and constantly evolving. This is an evolutionary play that they're trying to ban because can't nobody else evolve to do it, in my opinion.
So real quick, the aesthetically pleasing argument that like the camera has, you know what's aesthetically pleasing? First downs and touchdowns. You know how you get them? By moving the ball.
You do.
So here's the thing, though. You know, it's TV does not – TV drives what's going on because it's not like they're just showing a game. Now they're making us watch what they want us to watch. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, if the idea is – or the argument is aesthetically pleasing, then that's TV driving it to make it look better, like passes, you know, just a bunch of guys moving the ball apparently does not register with people, but first downs do. So,
well, and,
I don't like
and offense
idea.
Does, and this keeps. No, I'm with you on Jeff. Jeff, I do think it is driven by Goodell doesn't like the play. I mean, I think it's as simple as that. And Jeff, we preached a phone call, and he right now, I believe Roger Goodell is out to get this play out of the NFL, and the Eagles are the ones that will suffer because of this.
Yeah, it just happens to be the Eagles.
But that's annoying.
I am annoyed by it too. But but we're saying that it's the league specifically targeting the Eagles because we're the Eagles. I don't believe that to be the case at all.
I don't see any other team bringing Jason Kelce in.
Well, because you're making my point, though. Like, we are the team here right now. That's a fact. Like, I understand that. But it's not because we're the Eagles. It's because we happen to be the ones that are running the play.
I know. Well, okay, they are the one running the play, but they're not the only one. I mean, this feels specifically targeted at the Eagles.
You know why I feel like it's specific? Because I came into the league in an era where it was always said, like I gave an example a while ago when I was talking about how my first couple years couldn't stop the CTO, the counter trap option. That's when the tackle block down, the guard pulls and tries to kick the end out, and they try to run it between the guard and where the end was or whatever. I remember Mo telling me, he said, they're going to run it until you stop it. That's what we're dealing with here. Eagles are running the same play. Nobody can stop it. So instead of having that philosophy – and trying to stop it because they've been running. This ain't the first year they run it. This is the momentum, the groundswell has gotten louder because in the last 3 years, nobody has been able to emulate it.
And the Eagles keep winning at
a very
high clip. And
the Eagles keep winning at that. Because think about it like this, Kyle. How many times, and I know this because this killed some of my parlays. It's killed my parlays. When I sat there and what was it? Who was it? Swift.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift. I get the ball down to the five, and I'm like, damn, they about to get a ball to Jalen. You know, like, think about it like this. You know they're in the bed with gambling.
Of course they are.
They're in the bed with gambling. So Jalen Hurts having as many touchdowns as he had from 1 yard or less in certain situations, I guarantee you somebody in Vegas said, man, they got to stop doing this because it's killing the parlay.
But, like, this comes with the
Killing my parlay. Killed my parlay.
Tired of hearing about your parlays. This comes with the territory of being the Super Bowl champion, of being as dominant as you were. Like, we don't go into a season. You know, we do this all the time. When you're winning, or after 22, we did it. After 17, we talk about it. This is the narrative. Oh, you're the hunted now. Everyone has you circled on their calendar. They want to beat you. That's not, like, do we sit there and go, oh, woe is me.
No, but that,
everyone's targeting us
and
now.
And that's fine. And I expect the league to try to stop the Eagles. The commissioner should have no part in gameplay. What is he doing involved in this? Because he doesn't like it? That's what's frustrating me about all this. This isn't about, like, teams saying, let's pick off the Eagles' best players. Let's take their coaches. Let's knock them down a peg. Let's steal their GM or whatever, or try to, you know, cause a rift and get their receiver to want out of here. That's sports.
It's just an easy way for them to do it. Like, there's an out that they can, like, there's a little trap door they can go through right now.
I know.
To put the Eagles on a more level playing field with everybody else.
And if this was just the other teams, I would say, you know what, that's competition. This is the commissioner. And that's unacceptable to me. Like, that's the person in charge of the sport coming at a big part of why the Eagles win football
but
games.
But ultimately, it's the owner's vote.
I know.
So, they can vote against the commissioner.
Can.
Like, the commissioner works for the owner.
Sure, but last month, I think they were going to vote against the commissioner, and he got this thing shelved for a month. It just feels dirty. Paul and Ben Salem, what's up, Paul?
It is dirty.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Paul?
Yo, could you imagine if this was the NBA and they just came out and said, look, Steph Curry can only take 7 shots from the 3-point line, period, every game. You know what I mean? And what's the difference between a quarterback sneak and the tush push? How are they going to differentiate that?
Well, there's not much, Paul. And look, the quarterback sneak's been going on for 100 years. Tom Brady ran the quarterback sneak for 20 years to perfection.
I get it. But the Eagles, it's the same thing almost. I mean, when you think about it, it's just they just want to rob us. They want to take it away from us.
That's right, Paul.
It's pathetic.
I agree. You're saying it perfectly. It is pathetic. They're trying to take away something and this was created by the Eagles. Like, this is a Sirianni Hurts thing, and they're trying to take it out front of them.
And I guarantee it's going to lose us 2 games this year if they take it away. I think it will.
Well, then Goodell's in trouble. He better not show his face here if this loses us 2 games. Paul, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Is the NFL out to get the Philadelphia Eagles? It feels that way to me. The fact that, and Kyle said, well, the owners could vote the way they want it, and they can, and we're going to find out this vote when it comes down in minutes here. Reportedly, Jason Kelce is there in Minneapolis fighting on behalf of the begging on the tush push. But the bottom line is this. If this was a fair vote, it would have taken place last month at the first owners' meetings. Because at that point, that's when they talked about it. That's when they had the doctor in. That's when they deliberated. And they didn't vote. Why? So Goodell could have another month to lobby his way. The NFL's out to get the Eagles. This is a screw job. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is the NFL out to get the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll hear from some Eagles who spoke yesterday, their reaction to the potential ban. And we've got a prize to give away. We'll tell you about it next and how we'll give it away right here in the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How did the Eagles react? Here's my lotta yesterday.
They may vote on the push play tomorrow.
Now we get into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Just curious, the offensive line is a group. How do you guys sort of talk about that? Or do you talk about it that much?
Man, talk about it. They call it, we run it. Simple. We know the technique that we need to do. We know where we need to be.
But as far as them potentially removing it from the game, do you guys?
Nah. Man, it's not up to us. And we can't control if they rule it or not. But they're ruling the push.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we just do it without no push then. You know, I think that's a solution. I don't know. I'm not a Mr. Analytics guy or stats keeper. You might have to look that up, what this conversion rate is. But listen, guys, as in terms of them banning the tush push, I hate that name, so I hope they do ban it. It's a stupid name. But I can't control that. We can't control it, so we don't even worry about that. Right now we're just installing our schemes, whatever KP is installing that day, that's what we're focused on. Because worrying about if they're going to ban the tush push or not ain't going to win us another championship. Right, what we do every day here matters.
Well, Hugh, I like that perspective he has. I mean, it sounds to me like, number one, he might feel like it's gone anyway, so let's move on.
Yeah. They're moving on. Like, the Eagles have been preparing for this for a while. It's just I don't see how, for anybody, you don't see the irony in, after they win the Super Bowl, how all of a sudden it's gotten more aggressive. They've gotten more aggressively aggressive to try to get rid of it. They've been doing this for, what, 4 years, 3 years?
And to your point, last year this came up at the owners' meetings.
Yes.
But it was like a mild push.
This has been going on for 4 years at least. Because you were doing it before I got here.
Yes.
And I've been here three.
Sirianni's first year, early in the season, they did it. And then 2022, it really became part of the arsenal.
So I don't see how anybody could think that this isn't somewhat personal. Because you just won the Super Bowl. You beat the you've had too many examples in the postseason of how this play has given you success, in my opinion. And it became, I could see, and you know who I think of when I see this? Joe the camera sitting there when they line up for the tush camera. Push. And he's like, oh, I hate this play.
Well, he was arguing with he was debating debate days with Elliot this morning on why it should be gone.
Yes. Like That's what I think happened. But, I think what happened is this. Because we live in a microwave society. And I'm going to draw a parallel that we're dealing with right now. The WNBA just started, what, this weekend? Last weekend,
yeah,
I should say.
Yeah, they started their season.
The biggest story from that was a foul a foul.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are talking about that, that probably never even start watch the WNBA until they start seeing that play. But the biggest story from the weekend of the season starting was a foul. The biggest story during the playoffs was the tush push.
And you know what?
They've been doing the tush push for 4 years.
Well, what else was the biggest story? Not just the Eagles running it, but the Commanders jumping over the line.
Yes, Frankie Louvu.
The NFL was embarrassed by that Louvu thing, and they're going to punish the Eagles because they don't like
good
the look.
Yeah, but, I didn't even think about it.
But hold on. But here's my thing. I didn't hear any woe is me from Mailata. I haven't heard woe is me from Sirianni, Howie, anybody.
I don't want them to have woe is me.
But good. No, I understand that. But like, I'm trying to tell you that like not everybody is sitting here saying, wow, they're trying to screw the Eagles. The Eagles don't even think that way.
They probably feel
they're fighting for the play as they should, yeah, but nobody's sitting there going like, "Oh, they have it out for us."
No, here's the thing:
well, they can't act like that. I mean, then
because they shouldn't. Well, because no, that's what grown-ups do.
No, but deep down, you think
we're not grown-ups.
Yeah,
I know
we're petty.
I'm the grown-up today.
Right. Stop. You think deep down, if we had Lurie and Howie on Truth Serum, what would they say? Bleep Goodell. I mean, this is they would. There's no way.
But do you think they'd be saying they specifically are targeting us because we're the Eagles?
You know what?
That's my point.
I'm gonna give you another example since we're giving examples today.
A lot of examples.
Do you think that Coach Sirianni doesn't know how bad we talk about him on the air on a daily basis?
Oh, he knows.
Does he say anything about it?
Well, he thanked us for it.
He did thank us yesterday. And I'm a born again Sirianni guy, so he's good with me now. You, on the other hand,
you continue
to call him a bubblehead.
You're a bubblehead. See? You're a championship bubblehead.
Disrespect.
But I'm gonna keep that same energy.
Totally.
Because
disrespect.
I feel like it I need to be that way because that's where I was before.
But here's
the thing. Just like Coach Sirianni, thank WIP for all the hate and vitriol, because that's basically what he's saying. Thank you for being a hater. He's saying it in the nicest, best way you could possibly say it, but that's basically what he's saying.
Well, you're welcome.
Basically, he's saying thank you for being a hater. Thank you for saying all this stuff about me because now I'm a champion. It's the same thing. Sometimes you don't have to say it, but you know what it is. And they know that people are out to get them. Just like when AJ said the other day, he said, hey, man, it's only 1 yard play. Because in your mind, you're preparing for the worst. And you're preparing for the adaptability that you have. And you're going to do something else. The Eagles have been preparing for this for years.
Yeah, but I think you're missing what I'm saying. Like, because we're going to get a lot of today. This is what we're going to hear. They hate our fans. They hate our city.
And they're
like,
right.
Can we stop?
And they're right.
They're
right.
See, like, I can't get behind that.
Well, wow, you fine. Don't think so? We still,
no.
Like, to this day, you weren't even born when they booed Santa Claus and threw batteries at him.
Were you?
I wasn't here either.
All right,
but I don't care.
It's just a funny
point.
Story at this point that people bring up.
I don't think anyone actually has vitriol for us because of that. When I was in Atlanta, I remember coming back, we had a promotion where, you know, the Falcons was coming to play in Philly, and they were like, hey, win a trip to go to the game in Philadelphia. People call and say, oh, man, you don't want to go to Philly. They don't know how to act. They be fighting people. They like to boo people. They beat up Santa Claus. They boo Santa Claus. The two fans that I went with, I was like, dog, it's not like that everywhere you go. I said, most of the time that happens, somebody did something to invoke the ire of a fan.
Let me.
The NFL would rather the Eagles be one of the worst teams in the league than the one of the best?
No, but
I
don't.
Mean, let me finish my story.
Well, hold on. Fine. He started cutting you off.
I did, and then I stopped myself.
That's
I was going to let him finish.
Talking about stupid Santa Claus.
You finish your story quick.
I forgot.
Okay. All right. Let me throw one in there because I apologize to Hugh for starting to cut him off, and then Kyle just totally dunked on him. Okay. Let me ask you this, because for everyone out there who's like Kyle, doesn't believe we're getting screwed over here, doesn't believe the NFL's out to get the Eagles, which Goodell clearly is right now. The Buffalo Bills ran this the second most times, right?
Yes, okay. And they failed.
Yes.
They failed.
So Kyle's point is, this is just the Eagles are champions, and teams always like to cut down the champion. It's not specific to the Eagles. Let's say the Bills won the Super Bowl. And they ran the tush push three or four times this Super Bowl. They ran it a lot. They ran it in the title game. It almost worked against the Chiefs.
They tried to run it.
Would we be here right now if this was the Bills?
Nope. Yeah, yes.
No.
Yes, we would. I don't think so.
Wait, the same outcome happens last February. But it's the Bills that win it. We're not here.
But I think you're missing important context because this is a play the Eagles have done for years and years. Like the Bills, we haven't really known the Bills to be a tush push team until last season when we saw them do it a little bit. Like if it were branded as the Bills play. It's not branded as a Bills play. Whether they run it, how often they run it or not, it's not like the Buffalo Bills play. Like, we feel this way because this is a play that we've been doing for a few years now. That's important context. If you told me this was not the Eagles, the Bills came up with the play. Mm. The Bills ran it for a long time. They won a lot of games every year and always ran the tush push, whatever the percentage is. And then they won the Super Bowl. Like, just reverse the teams. If the Eagles were the Bills, it would be the same exact thing.
I don't know.
It would be the same thing.
But this is slimy. The way they're doing it is slimy.
I agree. But it's not like targeting the Eagles because they hate Philadelphia.
Well, they hate the Eagles. They hate this.
I totally disagree.
They hate the Eagles play they're running, and they don't want them to run it as they succeed because it's bad for the TV product. That's what I believe. Ken in Cinnamon is up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
So you just kind of hit the nail right on the head, Joe, and I've said this before. What this proves primarily is that the NFL is a TV show. And, you know, it's not so much about, well, we're coming after the Eagles. It's just the fact that the Eagles are the best team in the league. And this there's been this traction that has been able to become established because, you know, it kind of seems like it's unfair. And it seems like it's like a competitive advantage that the Eagles have. Because it's unstoppable, and somehow it's unfair that it's unstoppable. Because every rational argument that they try and make for why they're going to ban this play is nonsense. It's no less aesthetically pleasing than a typical quarterback sneak. There are no injuries. You know, hopefully Jason Kelce, when he's there today, is going to address the specific owners who apparently claimed that that it's the reason he retired. And he's going to tell those guys to keep his name out of their mouth because that's not why he retired. Hopefully he does that while he's there. It's because the NFL is first and foremost a TV show. I mean, it's you know, it's not scripted. It's none of that. But, you know, Roger Goodell's number one concern is not even injuries. It's how much more of the market share globally can they take? They've got they own the United States. They own TV ratings in the United States. Every year, something like 94 out of the top 100 rated television programs for the year are NFL football games. So now it's just about how much more of the market share they can take, and that's why he wants it out, just for television purposes. The thing that I haven't heard anybody say, and you know, it was interesting listening to Jordan Mailata. I think this is going to piss this team off so bad that I would not want to be one of the 14 teams that has to line up across from that offensive line over 18 weeks this coming season. Because I think the mindset's going to be, okay, so you think that somehow we had a cheat to do this? So we're going to show you just how badly we can road grade you on fourth and one on a quarterback sneak without anybody pushing from behind. And there's probably, ironically, going to be more injuries from that than there are from the tush push itself, because you're going to have Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson and Landon Dickerson on 10, choosing violence. So this is going to backfire, because the one thing that it's going to make sure is that the Eagles aren't complacent going into this year the way they kind of were complacent after they won the Super Bowl in 2017. I think this completely wipes the Super Bowl hangover off of the Philadelphia.
I agree with that, Ken. It puts a little extra chip on their shoulder. Ken, appreciate the phone call. And that's whatever the motivation is, whether it's because they don't want to ruin their TV show or get higher ratings or go global, whatever it is, we're suffering. Like, that's why it frustrates me and why I it's offensive. It's not, I don't care what their reasoning is, Hugh. The fact that it's hurting the Eagles specifically, it just doesn't seem fair.
It's for me, it's triggering because it's all a lie.
It's built on lies.
In the way that you're trying to take this play out. Just say what it is. You know, you have, who is it? Coach McVay The soundbite that got me was when he said something to the fact, well, I'm not a hater. I'm not trying to hate. Mm. No,
when,
you're hating.
When you say you're not a hater.
When you're not you're probably hating.
Probably hating.
Frankie Louvu says, I know people are going to say, you know, just stop it. I'm not, you know, and that's not, that is the case. That has been the case the whole time the NFL has been around. If you want them to stop running a play, then stop it. That's the bottom line.
That's
what I was always
been
told. I was always told two things. If you're being held, it's your fault. My coach used to tell me that all the time. Hey, if you're being held, that's your fault. If they're running the play, then okay, make them stop running the play. Stop the play.
That's the cool thing across sports, right? Like you have a great score in the NBA, stop them. Otherwise, keep giving them the ball, right? In football, if you have a great play, keep running the play until they stop it. That's what makes sports fun. Can you stop something that is seemingly hard to stop?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. If you wanted to stop, then stop it. That's it. And they haven't been able to stop it, so they haven't been able to stop it on the field. So they did the next best thing. They went to the dad. They went and got somebody's dad or mom. Mm. You know, this is like getting beat up at the bus stop, and you can't whoop the bully. So what you go do, you tell your dad. And your dad go to the bus stop and tell the bully to stop whooping you. And then guess what happens? Bully come back and kick your ass the next day for telling your dad.
Well, hopefully we're the bully next year and we're kicking ass. All right, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do a tree card 94 only at Sunoco. Speaking of Sunoco, we have ourselves here. It always says on my copy a $94 gift card. We don't do that on the show. We like to go up to the round number. $100 gift card to Sunoco. We're giving it away. A little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
You know, I've gotten to the point now that when I hear that music, I just imagine the ire that people have for me, or the names that they're starting to call me, waiting for this first clue.
Well, I mean, Kyle and I call you those names while you're starting to give the clues. Here it goes again.
Only thing I can say to you is this. We've been in this space for a while now. Mm-hmm. So just listen to the first clue. Instead of being mad at me about my clues, Kyle, turn the music down. Listen to what I'm saying. And try, because y'all been here long enough to know how I think, so just try to figure out how I'm thinking.
So this is off the jump, blaming the students, not the teacher.
No, I'm just saying it is, because you've been here long enough to know how I think. So here's your first clue. You ready? This individual is a famous artist.
Okay, famous artist for clue number one.
That's a good clue, though.
But there's lots of different artists. Dude.
Okay, well, that's on you to figure it out.
But could be on you to give a better clue, but I'm
famous. I said famous artist.
I'll leave it there. Okay.
I said person.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You said person. Thank you. Most things that we talk about are people on the show. Well,
yeah, that's true.
I think we did a Costco. Was it Costco yesterday?
Yes.
I think it was Costco yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Okay. 215-592-9049 for $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. First clue for Hugh's Clues today, a famous artist. All right, what do we feel about the fact that this vote has not come in yet?
Because they're dragging it out.
Kelsey is cooking in there.
That's what I was thinking. Diana Russini.
Is that what y'all thinking?
Yes. Diana Russini said about 40 minutes ago, we're minutes away from a vote. That was 40-something minutes ago.
There was something that just came down I saw from the NFL. Like they said, the onside kick or something.
Yeah, they're allowing now onside kicks earlier in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the tush-push vote. Why is that not in yet? Is Kelsey beating people up over there?
So Diana Russini just tweeted, at this moment, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie is addressing the assembled owners regarding the tush-push, emphasizing the need to clean up the process, not the play itself. Quote, whoever votes to ban this play is taking liability for putting risk on our quarterbacks.
Ooh, he spun it back on them. They're quarterbacks. They're prized quarterbacks.
Okay, Jeffrey. Wordplay.
Here's my question.
It's a bunch of wordplay this morning.
Is she in the meeting, or does she have a source in the meeting just texting her everything's being said? That's pretty good reporting on her part. I don't imagine.
If this works, I'm going to feel very vindicated. If Lori lobbies and gets this thing not banned.
Well, you'll feel vindicated. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because it's not like so obvious. Like we have to screw the Eagles.
They're trying to screw the Eagles.
No, they're just slow playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if they really wanted to screw the Eagles, whatever Jeffrey Lurie says is not going to matter.
Slow playing this, man. This is what you call the slow play. The decision has already been made. They're just allowing them the floor to get it off their chest.
Give them the respect.
It's going to get 23 votes, and it's going to stay.
Yeah, I hope you're
right. Give Jeffrey Lurie the respect that he deserves.
All he needs to do is sway that one person.
Yeah, but he's not swaying anybody because they've already cast their votes.
How
they're
do
just
you know?
Listening.
This is a How do screw I know? Because, job.
Because Are you in the meeting?
Because I've been screwed before.
Hugh speaks from experience. He got fired in a suit, everyone. All right, Dean in Glassboro. What's up, Dean?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Dean. What's up?
I think that you guys really oversimplified this. Is it the Eagles' fault? Are they out for the Eagles? It's really a few owners that have never put on pads that can't understand what a good coach is doing for a program. We got a great coach that's putting these O-linemen in this play year after year with new guys, and it's still just as successful. This is something that other teams can emulate, and it's just a few salty owners that are just really – trying to drag us down in the mud. I don't think it's
so
the
why
whole
haven't
NFL
they done why haven't they done it, Dean? I just said they've been doing it for damn near 5 years. So why haven't other teams done it yet?
I just don't think they have a good enough coach like Stallone.
So, all right, maybe you're right on that. No one could replicate what Statlin is doing. But my contention, Dean, is not that other teams can't do it. It's that there's no reason to ban it. Like the fact that Roger Goodell is the one pushing for this, to me, is unacceptable. Like, what is his purpose? If the competition committee is not the one pushing for this, Goodell should get the hell out.
He's so sneaky, trying to get in there and play his own kind of whatever agenda that he has going on. It's not right, but it's not the coaches and the rest of the owners. I know that they're like, you know what, they're beating us fair and player. This is hard-nosed football, and we're losing to it, and you got to adapt or die.
Help me out, though. Help me out with something, Dean, because you said that we're oversimplifying it and the NFL is not out to get them, right? So if the NFL is not out to get them, I mean, the Eagles are the only one that can do this, right?
Yes.
I'll
answer, yeah.
Yeah, they're the only ones.
The Eagles are the only one that what?
The Eagles are the only ones that are able to do this play with success, right?
Yeah, of course.
So nobody else can do it, right? Nobody else has been able to do it.
Well, they can,
Nobody else can do it with the same type of success.
Sure.
So isn't that, in essence, out to get them because they can do something that nobody else can do?
Yes.
No,
I'm not asking you, Joe. I know how you feel, Joe. I'm asking Dean.
No.
This isn't the NFL.
Wait a minute, Dean, listen. I know I tend to oversimplify things. We pointed it out. Yes or no works in the question that I just asked. That's all. I don't need the long talking. Yes or no?
Yes.
So it is out to get the Eagles, in essence.
Just because a few people are pulling all the strings doesn't mean the whole entire league is out to get them.
But it's Goodell. He's in charge of the league.
Listen to what you just said
to
me.
Dean, take a deep breath. Give us your guess for Hughes Clues. Famous artist.
Shaunair Sanders.
Who?
Shaunair Sanders.
Shadur Sanders?
Famous artist.
Oh, Shadur Sanders. No, it's not Shadur.
Talking about.
Well, doesn't he do music too?
Does he?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good guess. Okay. He's
that's not
musical.
Way to go, Dean. You were thinking out the box a little bit.
Yeah, but no one knows Shadur as a musical artist.
I didn't even know
artist.
That. Me neither. But I mean, yeah, because you know what? Dean listens to the show because in I think Diana Ross is an actress.
See, this is why we.
So this is why that's a good guess.
Stop. 215-592-9494.
Oh, okay, Dean, you redeemed yourself.
They have it out for us, everyone. Your reaction as we wait the tush push vote. Don't go anywhere. We'll give you the vote as soon as it comes down. Devin Caney's going to join us next. We'll get her take on the whole thing and last night's Phillies game. Don't go anywhere. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's that time of year again. Time to take a break from talking about bacon to share my grilling wisdom. As a matter of fact, last night I grilled some stuff, but it wasn't what I needed to grill because we're here to talk about Hatfield grilling. It's grilling season, everybody, so elevate your grilling game with Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. As a matter of fact, I went to the store last night. I was trying to get some tenderloins, but they were all sold out. So that means I got to make a phone call. Hatfield's marinated pork tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. You got Tuscan herb. You got honey garlic teriyaki. You got lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.